Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Matthew chapter 21, verses 1 through 9. The Reverend John Pless is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
The reading is from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 21st chapter. When they drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethphage, to the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village in front of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them at once." This took place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, saying, "Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden." The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put on them their cloaks, and he sat on them. Most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. And the crowds that went before him and that followed him were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" This is the word of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. In one of his Advent sermons, Dr. Luther called Jesus a beggar king. Jesus doesn't look much like royalty when he rides into Jerusalem. Advent is about the coming of the high and holy God to sinners. He condescends to be our brother and our Savior, and thus fulfills the sure prophetic promise, "Tell the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on an ass, and on a colt, the foal of an ass." To make his entry, he has no donkey of his own, and so he instructs the disciples to the exact place where the donkey and its colt are waiting for him. Jesus, though, is no thief. He is not breaking the seventh commandment when he claims these animals for his own purpose. The cattle on 1,000 hills belong to him, and so does every donkey, including this one. He takes possession for his use, that which the Father had created. That is the way of Jesus, using created things to do his work. The Lord is not so spiritual as to disdain the use of the things of creation, even a braying donkey, to accomplish his good and gracious will. God's kingdom comes without our prayer, the Catechism reminds us. And there's no kingdom without a king. And where the king is, there is his kingdom. The king comes on the back of the donkey to bring the reign of his righteousness to the world, to bestow salvation through the shedding of his blood. His kingdom is not of this world, and he is no earthly monarch clothed in regal robes and identified by a crown of gold. No, he is a beggar king, clothed in meekness and humility, with a single purpose, that is to redeem lost and condemned people, that they might be his own and live under him in his kingdom and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. And so the crowds get it right as they sing their hosannas and confess the words of Psalm 118, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." This king is the Lord's anointed, the Christ, who has come to claim a people for himself, come to claim you, to make you his own, to be your Lord. For the Christian living in this fallen world of sin, where death continues to stalk us and anxieties are never in short supply, it is always Advent. For we continue to wait and to cry out with all creation, "Amen, come Lord Jesus." Advent does not end with Christmas. It will end only with the last day, when this Jesus, who came in great humility as the baby born to Mary, the man destined to ride into Jerusalem on a donkey and to suffer the death of our sin, will return again as judge and as king. Then his kingdom will no longer be hidden under the suffering and the shame of the cross. On that day, his kingdom will no more be concealed under the carnage and destruction that also afflicts God's people in this wrecked world. The kingdom of God will no longer be a matter of disputation. Is it true or real or is it not? Then every eye will see him as he is, and every tongue will confess him as Lord, either in perpetual joy or in unending regret. But for us now, we wait. We wait on the day of his appearing. He still comes to us with his name imprinted on us in baptism, with his words of spirit and life read, preached, and shared, and with his body and blood given us to eat and to drink for the forgiveness of our sins. Advent is more than the church's season of delayed gratification. For as we wait for what God will give his dearly loved and redeemed people at the end, Advent tutors us now in the faith that would lay hold of his promises. And now in these dark days, that we might receive our King even as he comes and live under him in his kingdom of grace already present in our midst. And so today, we who by faith are citizens of a kingdom of beggars cry out for mercy to our beggar king, who is the Lord of grace and glory. We join our voices with the people of Jerusalem on that first Palm Sunday and acclaim King Jesus. Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Amen. Peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting.